Homily on Luke 12. My Lord Jesus was born, and an angel descended from heaven announcing his birth. Let us then see whom he sought out in order to announce his coming. He did not come to Jerusalem, he did not seek out the scribes and Pharisees, he did not enter the synagogue of the Jews, but he found shepherds keeping watch over their flocks, and he says to them, "Today a Savior is born to you, who is Christ the Lord." Do you suppose that nothing more divine is meant by the word of Scripture, but that it says only this, that an angel came to shepherds and spoke to them? Here, shepherds of the churches, shepherds of God, that his angel always descends from heaven and announces to you that, today a Savior is born to you, who is Christ the Lord. For indeed the shepherds of the churches, unless that shepherd comes, cannot by themselves properly keep the flock safe. Their guarding is weak, unless Christ himself feeds and keeps it together with them. We have read before in the Apostle, "We are God's fellow workers." A good shepherd is a fellow worker of God and of Christ, and for that reason, he is a good shepherd who has with him as his companion the best shepherd. For God set in the church apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers, all for the perfecting of the saints. Let these things, then, be said in the simpler sense. But if we must ascend to a more hidden understanding, I will say that there were certain angels who were shepherds, who governed human affairs. And, since each of them kept his own watch, and, keeping vigil day and night, could no longer bear the labor, and yet diligently carried out this task of governing the nations that had been entrusted to him, that when the Lord was born an angel came and announced to the shepherds that the true shepherd had arisen. For example, to give an instance, there was a certain shepherd of Macedonia, he had need of the Lord's help. And for that reason, a Macedonian man appeared in a dream to Paul, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." But why should I speak of Paul, when it was not Paul who spoke these words, but Jesus who was in Paul? They stand in need, then, the shepherds, of the presence of Christ. For this reason, an angel descended from heaven and said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I announce to you great joy." It was truly joy for those to whom the care of men and of provinces had been entrusted, that Christ had come into the world. The angel who administered the affairs of Egypt received much benefit after the Lord descended from heaven, so that the Egyptians might become Christians. It was profitable for all who governed the various provinces, for instance, the governor of Macedonia, the governor of Achaia, and of the remaining regions. For it is not right to believe that evil angels are set over individual provinces, while good ones are not permitted to have charge of the same provinces and regions. But what he says about individual provinces, I think must also be believed generally of all human beings. To each one two angels are present, one of righteousness, the other of iniquity. If good thoughts are in our heart and righteousness springs up in our soul, there is no doubt that the angel of the Lord is speaking to us. But if evil thoughts have been at work in our heart, the angel of the devil speaks to us. Just as then there are two angels for each individual person, so I think there are also, in each of the provinces, angels differing among themselves, so that there are both good ones and bad ones. For example, in Ephesus, because of those who were sinners in that city, the worst angels presided over it. Again, because many in it were believers, there was also an angel of the church of the Ephesians who was certainly good. Now what we have said about Ephesus should be understood as applying to all the provinces. Before the coming of the Lord and Savior, these angels were able to bring little benefit to those entrusted to them, and their efforts did not attain effect. What, then, is the sign that they could bring little benefit to those subject to them? Listen to what we are saying. When the angel of the Egyptians was helping the Egyptians, scarcely one proselyte believed in God, and this happened while the angel was administering the Egyptians. Finally, because many of the Egyptians and Idumeans were receiving the faith of God as proselytes, Scripture therefore says, "You shall not abhor the Egyptian, because you were sojourners in the land of Egypt, nor the Idumean, because he is your brother. If children are born to them, in the third generation they shall enter the church of God." And so it came about that from all the nations some became proselytes, and this too through the effort of the angels who had the nations placed under them. But now peoples of believers are coming to faith in Jesus, and the angels to whom the churches had been entrusted, strengthened by the presence of the Savior, are bringing in many proselytes, so that assemblies of Christians might be gathered throughout the whole world. Therefore let us rise up and praise the Lord, and become, instead of the carnal Israel, the spiritual Israel. Let us bless Almighty God in deed, in thought, and in word, in Christ Jesus, to whom is glory and dominion for ages of ages. Amen.